Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Former quarterback, Super Bowl champ, offensive leader of the G-Men back in the day, and one of the great analysts, part of the CBS crew for a long time, our buddy Phil Simms. Phil, how you doing, buddy? What's happening, man?
I'm doing well, Brandon. I see you got a nice tan working. Tiki, yep. You look like you've been running about 20 miles a day, so I don't know if you have or not.
But only seven.
Just seven, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, that's seven more than I'm going to run.
So. Got the farmer's tan, Phil.
Exactly.
Oh, is that it? Okay. But, no, I have not. Since the draft has been over, I've kind of been away from all that. Oh. I spend most of my time just kind of looking at maybe not a lot of film anymore. But I do look at a few college quarterbacks, what I think they, you know, coming out next year, maybe the year before, that kind of stuff, and checking them out just a little. But really just try to stay busy during this pandemic.
That's laying it. Low. Okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, I know you have some pretty good thoughts on Cam. So let's get to Cam Newton. I mean, the way I frame it, Phil, the Patriots, and this is even Belichick and going back to his days with you and the Giants with Bill, the Giants back then were relatively risk-averse. The Patriots are a risk-averse, buttoned-up franchise. And Cam is an off-script freelancing type. So something's got to give a little bit. I know your son loves it. You like this as much as Chris?
I probably like it more than him. I know he liked it a lot. But
wow.
I think we did talk after he talked about Cam Newton. Look, he had Cam Newton as a top-10 quarterback in the NFL. If you were starting this year and you have to pick a guy for your future, he still took him. I think he was in the top 10. But I think it's a really good fit. Think about what the Patriots are. They're really a run team, screen team, throw it to the back team, and every once in a while, let's block it up and take some shots. Now, does that sound like it fits Cam Newton? I mean, Cam Newton's going to sit there and go, wow, there's about 15 completions. I'm going to hit every game, and I don't have to do anything. And, you know, and of course, talent, he has it. He has a really strong arm. He spins the ball. It's easy to catch. He has great size. And, of course, he's got experience. And then the mobility. You know, he won't be asked to run the ball like he did down in Carolina. So he's going into a team that relies on their power game and run game and all the other stuff that we talk about, the deceptions. And then it's about their defense, and especially their defensive secondary, which is still, without question, the best one in the NFL.
Yeah. Real quick follow-up, Teague. I'm sorry. So, but, Phil, are you telling us that there's not even, you know, this semblance of a quarterback competition with Stidham? Like, Cam's the guy no matter what?
Oh, no, I'm not going to say that, just because I just know how the Patriots work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, Cam's not going to be able to go on the practice field and go, oh, don't worry, I got it. They don't deal with that. And the other thing is, I have no doubt he's going to adapt to all these things. Who has not adapted to the Patriot way when they go up there? They all do. Everybody does. And a lot of them love it because of the structure and the demands are so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But Cam's going to be sitting in a team meeting, and they're going to be watching something. And Belichick will wait till the right time, but it won't take long. I mean, Cam. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got an out, you couldn't hit it? I mean, I got a high school kid over here who can do it. And, you know, and it's real. He did it to Tom Brady all the time. I got it done to me that way, but that's what they believe in. You know, you coach everybody hard. And here's the other thing, too, about Cam that people don't talk enough about. His personality is, you know, that's not a negative. It's a positive. He's going to be on the practice field. He's always got energy. He's going to walk through the locker room. You know he's talking. Tiki, you know.
Yep.
You guys, you got to have two or three guys that keep the locker room alive. And I know Bill Belichick, we've had many discussions about that. Getting that two or three that just go in and can keep it stirred up. You know, just if it's fun or taking, you know, telling some guy, hey, man, you better start playing better or you're in trouble or whatever it is, you know, yeah, those kind of things. And Cam is a lightning rod, but I think he has the ability to be a really good leader. And I believe people follow him when he gets it going.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember that MVP season. I was like, man, I want to come out of retirement play with him. He looks fun, right, with Cam Newton. So, but you mentioned something interesting about his personality and the Patriot way. And I would also say that I think Bill Belichick, and you know him because he was a coordinator, you know, when you were with the Giants. He's got to be smart enough to know that how we did it with Tom Brady at the helm, meaning the Patriot way, as we all think we know it,
right,
it's got to evolve a little bit, especially because offenses are changing a little bit. It's just that the player is just different. Yes, I know they all want to win and they go there and they buy in, but the player is different now than he's ever been.
Well, you know, Atiki, they're always evolving in New England. I mean, in what way do you say how you treat the players or whatever? I think they... You know, you buy into the group. You know, there's the McCourty twins up there. Everybody's up at Hightower. All the guys have been around. They, you know, they take it or whatever. So it'll be easy for Cam to accept because this is the way it is for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just think about over the years. Now, their defense has constantly gone through, we played this way. It was this, and it was our front. Now it's the secondary. They did four wide receivers before anybody thought about doing it. They went 16-0 that year.
Yeah.
They did it with two tight ends. Oh, they did it with the slot receiver and Wes Welker before people started doing it. Then they said, well, you know, we got this running back who's as good as a wide receiver, and all of a sudden, oh, the running backs become a great focal point of their pass game. So they're always changing, and I laugh to think, oh, well, I don't know if Cam Newton will fit in up there. Man, they can take anybody and fit them into their system because their system is everything.
Yep.
So they do everything. So they'll call and do what's best for him. But I don't see their style of play. I don't know what you guys think. I do not see their style of play changing a lot just because they have Cam Newton.
Yeah, no, we've pretty much hit on that. So that's Phil Sims, 15 years with the Giants, two Super Bowls, MVP in one of them. He's part of the Giants Ring of Honor, as is my partner Tiki. They're both up there together. He's with us here on the show. All right, so let's get away from Cam for a little bit and kind of branch around to a few pressure points at the quarterback spot. You know, Baker's got to pop through this year. Darnold's got to pop through this year. There's an urgency for Allen to take another step. Who's got the most pressure? I know it's in kind of a broad question, but which quarterback right now do you think has the most true pressure to just play well this season on him?
Of those three quarterbacks?
No, in the entire league. I just gave you a few examples.
Well, of course, you know, Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago's the first one that jumps to mind. But, you know, when you talk about Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield, I mean, none of them really have that pressure on them. This is the year they got to deliver. If any of those three struggles, they're not going to bench them. They're still going to give them another year to go and prove that they're the franchise quarterback because they've invested so much time, money, and everything else into these guys. So when I hear people say, hey, make or break year for Baker Mayfield. No, it's not. I mean, yeah, if he's absolutely horrendous, which he will not be, then, yeah, it could be. But it's just about progressing with the team. And I think the good thing for all three of these young quarterbacks, just to start with those three, that they all have enough around them where they're going to have a chance to perform at a pretty high level.
Now, wait, you think Darnold has enough around them?
Well, I'm not saying he has great stuff around him, but it's better than last year.
That's true. Oh, it can't be worse.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
And they made some good pickups, I think, on the offensive line. Of course, Mekhi Becton, getting him, he's going to be a help. So I think that it's better. Okay. Yeah, Sam Darnold, that's a little bit better. And, of course, we hope Le'Veon Bell for the Jets comes into camp and is in the shape of the guy we saw in Pittsburgh, not the guy that we saw last year. Late in the year, you kind of went, oh, now he's finally back in football shape. So I think this offseason, this COVID-19 has hurt some guys like that who need an offseason program to really get back into. I don't care how much you train. Tiki, tell your partner there, we know no matter how much you train.
Doesn't matter. You get the camp, and it's like, man, did I do anything?
That's exactly right.
Everyone's – I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Any other quarterbacks that hit you, Brandon, I'm trying to think. You know, Tyrod Taylor's going to be under the microscope, you know, of course. Teddy Bridgewater will be under the microscope.
Hey, Phil, let me give you a vet. What about Aaron Rodgers? You know, we talked earlier in this show today about how Brandon Marshall was like said, yeah, they wasted his career, and some of it is kind of on Aaron Rodgers himself. Some of it is bad luck because of injuries. But they draft Jordan Love. I know Brett Favre is not really paying attention, saying Jordan Love should be used like Taysom Hill, which I don't see happening.
Great. I love that.
Yeah, it's great, right? It's never going to happen. He's not that kind of runner. No. But Aaron Rodgers is in an interesting like inflection point and in crossroads because. He was really good last year. Not exceptional. He looked old at times. But they drafted a guy to replace him. And in today's NFL, you don't just let the guy sit for 3 years like he did behind Brett Favre. Like, is there pressure on Aaron Rodgers right now?
You know, I'd say no, not even close to pressure. Because, first off, I fell off my couch when they drafted him. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we all did.
Okay, I know we want a wide receiver, but you know you could have got somebody. The draft was loaded with defensive tackles that can help stop the run and do other things and push the pocket. They need that as much as they need a receiver and other players. Just think of their run defense. Every time they played somebody good, they got absolutely run over.
Yep, San Francisco.
And they did nothing to do, you know, early in the rounds to rectify that. Did they need another quarterback? No. Jordan Love, I like him. His skill level, it's good. But he is he needs to be polished up a lot. I mean, we're talking about a guy about potential. He's not coming in the league with like Sam Darnold, all these guys you talk about that we know a lot about. He's inconsistent, has to learn a lot, and, you know, he's a project, really. And I thought it was a reach for the Green Bay Packers, not only reaching for the quarterback, but just a move that does not help a team that's in Super Bowl mode, which they are with Aaron Rodgers right now.
Phil, we don't have a ton of time, but I want to spread around Love as much as we can. I think Kyler Murray, and I said this a couple of years ago with Mahomes, that he would, you know, with the MVP. I'm not saying Kyler's going to win it. I do believe he's going to thrust himself to the fringe of the MVP conversation this year. I'm a big believer in Murray. Do you share similar enthusiasm or no?
I do, for many reasons. His second year, I think he showed how quick he can get rid of the football. His speed is, you know, he might be as fast a quarterback as there is in the league, and I'm putting Lamar Jackson in that category. And I think the biggest thing is, of course, we know they've improved the team, the wide receiving core, you know, getting DeAndre Hopkins was great. But Cliff Kingsbury, the thing I noticed when I watched him last year, I would say about week 9, just 10, somewhere in there, they started to change their offense a little. So, in other words, Cliff Kingsbury started going, man, everybody in the league is doing this and it's working. So I think I'm going to try that and quit doing all my stuff. And he kind of evolved a little bit. Huh. And I'm really interested to see, you know, how this year goes for him. I think it's going to be better for Cliff Kingsbury and better for Kyler Murray. And I think he is truly a can't-miss quarterback.
Yeah. You got one more for
Phil? Yeah, no, that was it. But, and you bring up the Kyler Murray, but it just makes the NFC West really, really compelling. And the NFC's got a couple of conferences like this that are quarterback-laden, the NFC West and the NFC South with Tom Brady now down there. Yeah, there's going to be some divisions that are kind of up for grabs, and some teams that might not make the playoffs are going to be spoilers for sure.
Well, you're talking about two, you know, you're talking about a lot of teams, they're in divisions, they got six tough games.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing. And I don't know I know this. Somebody said to me, well, the league just doesn't have enough. The league is loaded more than ever with tremendous starting quarterbacks. And we got backups that could be starters in years past and would be frontline starters maybe. So, you know, the league is in great shape. And, you know, listen, Cam Newton going to the New England Patriots, that just gives the whole season just another jolt of we can't watch to see what happens with Cam and, of course, with Tom Brady down in Tampa. So I think it's interesting. The one thing that Bill Belichick has shown over the years, he is the most patient guy when it comes to making certain moves. And he just sat and waited and waited and waited, and finally they pulled the trigger and got Cam Newton. And it changes the way we all think about the Patriots, and they kind of need him, and I would think he will beat Jared Stidham out for sure. I mean, I said I would think, but their schedule, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And you need a veteran quarterback to kind of navigate you through a schedule that is, I think it's rated as the tough in the NFL, so Cam Newton can help them get through that schedule.
Yeah, it's good to hear this man's voice. It's always good hearing Phil talk about football, talk about quarterbacks. He is truly a gentleman, a staple here at CBS for a long time, giant legend. Great stuff, Phil. Really good having you back
on
the show, man.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on, and hope to see you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.